Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would be at work now in our hearts and lives by your Holy Spirit through your word, through your promises, through the assurance that you have given us of eternal life through the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Would you speak to our hearts today in the way we need to hear specifically from you? The words of Jesus to the women, do not be afraid. Go and tell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, never in my lifetime, and probably many more, could I have imagined that we would observe Easter Sunday unable to be in our building, unable to celebrate with family members and friends, unable to do much of anything except sit at home. And all because of a germ so tiny you could never see it, but so potent that it can kill you. I don't know if it's because of advancing age, different life perspective, an increasingly dark world reality, or some combination of all of the above. But I've noticed the last several years in particular that Easter season has not felt particularly different to me from Lent. If anything, indeed, in some ways, I would say that the transition has made me feel even more like Lent than Lent itself. So as I've prayed this year, I've wondered, will it be like that this year too, only more so? Amanda Held Opelt is a Christian singer and songwriter. Some of you may know of her work. I have not known of it, but this week I saw this comment that she had posted on Twitter. And I think we have that on the screen. Do we? I think, yes. I've grown wary of asking with any sense of entitlement for the theatrical miracle, the poignant Easter resurrection you think will show the world who is really in control. I've learned to always show up with burial spices. Death is part of life in this world. But I've also learned to look for the understated signs and wonders. The guy you thought was a graveyard gardener may be God himself. I've learned always to show up with burial spices. And yet, as I reflect on that passage, the women who did just that, in their simple, pious desire to obey and please God, we're wrong. Their offering was not only unnecessary, but completely irrelevant. It was the right thing to do, but yet it wasn't. God had something completely new in his economy. In the midst of the death, the chaos, the destruction, the fear, the anxiety. But it was something they could not have seen. So I've asked myself this question, is my anticipation that if prior Lents have seemed to carry on into the Easter season, this year it must certainly be going to be so. Is that anticipation the equivalent of showing up with burial spices to a tomb where there's no corpse? I've learned to look for the understated signs and wonders. The guy you thought was a graveyard gardener may be God himself. We've seen some of those understated signs and wonders already just in the life of Church of the Savior. The fact that we can meet corporately using a communication medium that hadn't even been invented 20 years ago, that wasn't widely disseminated even 5 years ago. And in doing so, we can welcome friends from a distance who never could visit us otherwise. The fact that we can take that same communication vehicle and be accessible to our friends from the Maplewood Care Center across the street, even though they are all quarantined. I wonder, last week, as Pastor Joe reminded us this morning, we spoke of expectations, disappointed expectations. I wonder if we haven't expected the wrong things of Easter. These stories of resurrection, hope, and life in our lives are not discreetly isolated in sequential time, the way the transition between Holy Week and Easter is in our liturgical calendar. They're all mixed in with the pain, the horror, the fear, and the sadness. But if you look at the first Holy Week and the first Easter, there was no such seamless transition for the disciples either. The evening of Resurrection Day, just for example, were they out on the streets boldly proclaiming with confidence that Jesus was raised from the dead? Not exactly. They were behind locked doors for fear of the religious authorities. In John's account, this practice continued even after they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus' resurrection is the eternal game changer. We're here today because that's true. If it weren't true, we'd still be worshiping trees or whatever else our ancestors worshiped. But in a fallen world, even though Jesus is raised from the dead, pandemic continues to be pandemic. Sickness continues to be sickness. Death continues to be death. And broken lives continue to be broken. The sadness and brokenness of our world are no less real for us because we have seen little signs of God at work than they would be otherwise. But precisely because sadness and brokenness remain real in a post-resurrection world, they afford an excellent foil against which the other things, the little signs and wonders, stand out all the more shiningly as signs of redemption, pointing to the one who has been raised from death itself. I mean, look, if death can't contain Jesus, explain to me exactly what can. This week I saw this sign in front of a church in Pittsburgh's South Hills. Think the next one should come up. There we go. The devil tried to cancel Easter too. He failed. Jesus rose. It is true. Today I am sad that I cannot be together with you beyond the confines of cyberspace. To be very honest with you, consecrating the elements for the Lord's Supper for me is a painful thing today because we can't all be here to share it. I'm sad that my grandchildren will not be coming by this afternoon to hunt for Easter candy. And with all of us, I continue to grieve at the devastation this disease, this little germ so tiny you could never see it, is wreaking across the world and in so many millions, even billions of individuals and families. Yet despite all, I also rejoice. In my grief, I bring my little insignificant offering of burial spices, but to my surprise, I find an empty tomb. Old and new friends gathered from afar. A new little church plant in the personal care home across the street. Who would have imagined that? Signs of new life and our testimonies to God's goodness despite everything. When all our other loves are stripped away, the Easter acclamation still makes sense. Actually, it makes more sense than ever. We can say it again now with confidence in Jesus and in his victory. So please join me. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.